Welcome to Living Way Church as we are being transformed by the Word of God through another dynamic message from our senior pastor, Vic Prieto. Now join us to hear what God has to say as our service is already in progress.
How many are ready to get in the Word today? Yeah, I am too. Listen, I have a couple things I want to go over, things that we've talked about. But this morning, I want to talk to you about trusting in the anointing. All right, we're going to talk about what that means in a little bit. But look at 2 Corinthians with me, chapter 3. And I want to read verses 2 through 4 with you. I know you've heard this before. But I want to use some of the things we've talked about to build a platform to launch us into where I want to go today, okay? Okay. Yeah, listen, this is the kind of church you speak back to the pastor, okay? Don't leave me up here all alone. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 through 4 says, "The only letter of recommendation we need is you yourselves. Your lives are a letter written in our hearts. Everyone can read it and recognize our good work among you." Verse 3 says, "Clearly, you are a letter from Christ showing the result of our ministry among you. This letter is written not with pen and ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. It is carved not on tablets of stone, but on human hearts. We are confident of all this because of our great trust in God through Christ." Everyone say this. Say, "This is the Lord's church, but it's our ministry." Yeah, see, that's what the Lord is speaking to us about. Listen, you are Christ's recommendation letter to show the results of our ministry. Everyone say our ministry. Our. Listen, not my ministry. Do you understand? It's the Lord's church, but it's our ministry. So every single one of you plays a really important role in what the Lord wants to accomplish in this church and in our city, in the neighborhoods and the schools. You are a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so my assignment over the last 6 weeks or so has been to convince you that you are a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And maybe you've never seen yourself as a minister before, but the Lord wants to show you that you are a minister. You know, it doesn't matter what your occupation is. You are a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ to share Jesus with people, what he's done for you, what he's done for your family. And so I showed you this foundational verse that Gail and I received 28 years ago when we answered the call to ministry in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Because how many of you feel like, you know what, I don't know if I'm adequate to be called a minister. I don't know if I'm qualified, right? Well, that's all of us. And this is the Apostle Paul who wrote most of the New Testament. He says this, "Not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God." Man, we got to catch that. Because if you think that you're going to be adequate enough, you just need to know, no, this isn't about what I need to do. It's about what he's already done. And when I step into what he's already done for me, now I become an adequate messenger of what he's done for me. Listen, turn to your neighbor and say, "You have a story." Yeah, listen, and somebody needs to be a storyteller. That's you, and other people need to be story holders, right? And so when whatever the Lord has done in your life, whether it was when we first got saved, whether he delivered you from a horrible situation or walked you through deep traumatic pain or provided for you supernaturally, whatever he has done for you, that becomes part of your story. Yeah, this is what makes you a minister. And so the Apostle Paul is saying it's not that we're adequate in ourselves to think of anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy comes from God, who made us adequate ministers, or it says servants here, but that's what a minister is, one who serves. He has made us adequate servants or ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Everyone say the Spirit gives life. The Spirit gives life. Say that again with me. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit gives life. And so for the last 6 weeks or so, I've been convincing you, doing everything I can to convince you, you are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, not of the law, not of a bunch of rules and regulations, but of the Spirit that gives life to anybody around you and everybody around you. You are adequate ministers because God has made you that. Amen? So listen, the moment you've opened up your heart to receive Jesus, let me just see by a show of hands, how many of you have received Jesus in your heart? I mean, you know you're saved. You believe in Jesus. Yeah, now listen, I want you to make sure your hand is up because this is going to mean a lot. If you believe that you are, there you go. Because that's where it starts. So listen, the moment that you opened up your heart and you received what Jesus did for you, you made him your Lord and Savior. Listen, to forgive you of all your sins, right? To have someone you can go to get help from whenever you need. When you opened up your heart to him, he began to make you into a minister of the new covenant, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, that work keeps on going. Now listen, some are further along than others, but every one of you has been called. Every single one of you has been chosen. When you chose Jesus, he says, I got a new purpose for your life. I got something for you to do. Whether you're a banker, whether you're a realtor, whether you're a salesman, whether you're a school teacher, a bus driver, a trash man, a factory worker, a heating and air guy, whatever you do, wherever you go, you have a purpose besides your occupation. Yeah, this is it. And so listen, I'm telling you, this is what the Lord is trying to stir up in us because this is what the world needs. The world needs Jesus, church. You know, people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're living one day at a time. And for some reason, they have no vision of what eternity is going to look like. And you're either going to spend it in heaven with Jesus or in hell. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through me. And so what's been happening, I think, in our era and what is going on is that it seems like we're afraid to offend people. And we're almost like, I'm a Christian, but is it okay to say so? Come on, you feel the pressure. Listen, this is called persecution, by the way. You know, and listen, I'm not like, oh, I'm persecuted. You know, I don't like the saying, well, you're really being persecuted. You must be doing something right, you know, or you're not being persecuted. You must not be doing anything right. You know, let's just stay away from that because we're not victims of society's persecution. We are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. And listen, people that want to persecute you because you believe in Jesus, they're probably just wondering or thinking, why do you have so much hope? You know, we don't know what they're attacking, but really they're attacking your belief system. They're attacking the Lord. All right, and so listen, this is why the Lord says that sometimes us believing in Jesus, it'll separate family members. Mother will be against father, father against mother. You know, that there'll be a separation that'll happen because the Word of God is a spirit. It's a sword. But listen, we're not doing it to bring division. We just recognize we have to draw a line somewhere and say, listen, I am a believer in Jesus Christ, and I am not ashamed of that. I love him. I know what he's done for me. And you can reject me if you want, and you can think, oh, man, you're really going over the top. You're one of those Jesus freaks now. Yes. Yes, I am. We need to make his name famous. It's the only hope people have. People that are addicted to things, addicted to drugs or alcohol or whatever they're addicted to, whatever they're running to, they're trying to find help to try to cover up some kind of wound. So we're not saying, oh, you're addicted. No, we got to say, man, why are you reaching for that when I can give you this? The gift of Jesus Christ, who will give you a purpose and a plan for your life and a message. Amen. And so listen, the Lord's telling LWC, my assignment is to convince you, you are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're not just attending some church because this is the Lord's church, but it's our ministry. And we have an assignment in our city. Amen? Amen. There's an anointing on your life. You need to know that. There's an anointing on your life. Listen, you have been given a special ability. You've been given special favor from God to be able to carry out and accomplish whatever the Lord has to do for you and through you. You're anointed. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, you are anointed. Yeah, look at them right in the eye and say, listen, you're anointed for this. Listen, whatever it is you're facing, whatever it is that's going on, whatever happens this afternoon, whatever it is, the Lord is telling you, you are anointed for this. You've been anointed. And the Lord wants to talk to us this morning, and I want to show you through the Word, how do we trust in that anointing? How do we trust it? Listen, if you don't know you're anointed, you'll never tap into it. Right? I mean, you walked in here today and you didn't ask the chair, hey, is it okay if I sit on you? No, the chair was there. You didn't even think about it. You sat on that chair. You put all your faith in that chair because you knew it was there. You knew what it would do. When you know that you're anointed by the Holy Spirit to do exponential things in the name of the Lord, you'll step out in faith just like you sat in that chair. Amen? So I want to show you this today. Listen, I want to show you another foundational verse. This was a verse that the Lord gave me some 28 years ago. It's what you might call a life verse for me. But the Lord gave this to me, and I want to share it with you because it's something that I have used over and over and over and over again in my life. And it's in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. And this is what it says. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. All right, so this is what it says. The anointing you received from him remains in you. And then it says, you don't need anyone to teach you. And then it says, the anointing teaches you about all things, and then it says, the anointing is real, it's not a lie. All right, so listen, let me tell you what this doesn't mean. When the Apostle John says that the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you need no man to teach you, let me tell you what this doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that you are unteachable. It doesn't mean that you no longer need to sit under sound biblical teaching. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't submit to those that are over you spiritually, right? That's not what it means. But listen, this is what it does mean. When he says the anointing that you have received from him remains in you and you need no one to teach you, this is what it means to me and this is what it has meant. When I roll up on a situation or a situation rolls up on me and it is beyond my level of expertise, a situation that's beyond my personal experience, a situation that's beyond my ability to even know what to do, there's an anointing that God has given me that will teach me what to do and what to say on the spot. On the spot. And the anointing is real. It's not a lie. And we got to trust in that. Listen, let me tell you why this means so much to me, because when I answered the call to ministry, you know, I didn't even really have a pastor beforehand. I was raised in a Catholic church for the most part, you know, but I got saved at the age of 14, went through all kinds of things, but I really wasn't sitting under, never went to Bible college. I didn't have any pastoral training. You know, I didn't have any experience to tell me what to do, whatever would come across my desk, or when I was on the street evangelizing, you know, or when I was a chaplain given death notifications and you don't know what you're going to step into when they answer that door and you have to tell them their loved one's deceased. You don't know what you're going to expect. You don't know what to do. And listen, there's some things that you learn by the Holy Spirit that can't be taught in a book. Yeah. And so this verse, my life verse, meant so much to me because the Lord is telling me, I have anointed you. The anointing that you received from me remains in you. And when you come up on a situation and you don't know what to do, the situation that's larger than you, and you don't have any clue on what to say or how to handle it, he says the anointing's going to teach you how to handle it. Yes. And it's true. It's not a lie. So you don't have to question it. And the Lord says, man, trust in the anointing. Trust in the anointing. And the Lord's telling you today, you are anointed. You've been anointed by the Holy Spirit, church. But you need to recognize it. You need to understand this. Look at verse this same verse in the New Living Translation, 1 John 2:27. Look at this, New Living Translation. Listen, you have received the Holy Spirit. You need to trust that. Yes. You need to trust that. When you opened up your heart to Jesus, listen, and you said, yeah, I asked Jesus to come into my life. Well, did the person of Jesus step into your life? It was the Spirit of Jesus, the third person of the Trinity. So you didn't just receive Jesus. Man, the Lord says, I'm giving you an anointing. I'm going to anoint you with the Spirit of the living God. And so he says, you have received the Holy Spirit. Look at your neighbor and say, you have received the Holy Spirit. Listen, you need to know that. You need to trust in that, church. I have to trust in that. And I have to trust in this next one. And he lives within you. You have received the Holy Spirit, and he lives within you. He lives within you. You got to trust that. You know what this means? You're never alone. You're never without help. You've received him, and he lives within you. And you got to trust that. You got to know that. Sometimes you got to mutter these things. And he goes on to say, so you don't need anyone to teach you what is true, for the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know. Again, this does not mean that we're unteachable. It doesn't mean that, you know what, I don't need to sit under teaching. I don't need to be in submission to any spiritual authority. It doesn't mean that. It just means that when you come across a situation, a crisis that is beyond you, you know the Spirit is in me. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit in my life, on the spot, no matter what crisis, going to tell me what to do. Yes. Tell me what to say. You got to trust that. You got to trust that. That's why we start off with, you know, it's not that we are adequate in and of ourselves. Because this is not because you're adequate. Your adequacy came from God. Amen. So there's no pressure on you. You just need to recognize that I'm anointed for this. This situation that came my way that seems way beyond what I would even know what to do, rather than running from it, rather than being afraid of it, rather than saying, oh, what are we going to do? Hey, listen, call me in 2 weeks and I'll... No, I'm anointed for this. At this moment, I'm anointed. That's why it crossed my path. Yes. Church, why are we sharing this with you? Because people are in crisis mode. Anxiety is on an all-time high. I mean, we're living in a really unstable time. And listen, we don't have to be, I wish I was born back in the early days when things were simple. It would have been just as difficult. Why? Because we're jugheads. We're people. And we're all screwed up in a lot of ways. The only difference between us and someone that doesn't know Jesus is that we've received some hope. Amen. And we can turn to him. And so this anointing is on you, and we need to trust in that. And it says that what he teaches is true. You got to trust in that. It's not a lie. Because listen, the devil's going to tell you, yeah, well, that anointing is for everybody else, but not me. That's the lie. The truth is, you're anointed. When you received Jesus, the Holy Spirit came and took up residence in you. And the Holy Spirit right now is trying to get your attention to bring the minister to the top. Amen. To bring the anointing to the surface. So that the anointing isn't buried under insecurity or feelings of inadequacy or I'm not qualified or I'm insufficient. Man, no, we got to put that stuff underneath what God said he did for you. Yes. It's the Word of God, right? It's the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will teach you everything you need to know. How many of you believe that? Amen. All right, well, look at Jesus talked about it in John chapter 14. John is speaking here in John 14, beginning in verse 26. He says, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, what will he do? God, it's an open screen test. What will he do? He will teach you all things. Listen, Jesus said this. He will teach you all things. Listen, the Lord wants to let you know that when you don't know what to do, He'll let you know what to do. When you don't know what to say, He'll let you know what to say. Listen, He lives in you. Listen, everybody right now under your breath, don't say it out loud, but under your breath, say your mom's name. Hear that? Hear that? It's an inner voice. This is how the Holy Spirit will talk. There'll be an inner voice inside. Well, you'll know, you know, that this is it. You know, Lord, what do? I don't know what to do. And you don't even have to say that out loud. But you say, Lord, what do I do, Lord? I know that your Holy Spirit lives in me. You said you would teach me all things. You're muttering this under your breath, and you'll hear a still small voice. You might not hear anything audible, but there'll be something inside of your spirit that says, this is the way. Do this. Walk in it. Say this. And it might be one word at a time. Listen, Jesus loves you. He's got you. It might be anything like that to be able to help people get down the road another mile. And listen, people in the society we're living in today, I'm telling you, they need your friendship. But, you know, they need true love. And I shared with you that we know the truth, and it's important that we speak the truth in love, because when we speak the truth without love, it's mean. But when we love without truth, it's meaningless. And the truth we know is He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life, and no man comes to the Father but through Him. People need more to believe in than their paycheck Friday. Because it might not come. So the Lord is saying, man, set your eye. This is what your kids are learning in kids' church. Set your eyes on things above. Where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. Amen. And so the Lord is saying, listen, man, there is a harvest that is around us. And the Lord is saying, man, I have called you as ministers to gather this harvest and to let them know about Jesus. And listen, I'm telling you, when you begin to make that your purpose and your goal, and you recognize, man, I am a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, you might not stand behind the pulpit like I do every week. You know, you might share a different role, but our purpose is the same. My role is to equip you, to empower you, and to send you out to live a life of purpose for the kingdom of God. Amen? It'll change your life. So Jesus says, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things. He will teach you all things. Doesn't that sound familiar? The anointing that you received will remain in you, and you need no man to teach you. The anointing will teach you about all things. It's the Holy Spirit in you, and you can lean into it. You can lean into the person of the Holy Spirit. You can trust in the Holy Spirit. You can go to the Holy Spirit inside of you to help you break through barriers. He says He'll teach you all things, and He'll bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, the Holy Spirit will remind you of what you're learning right now. I guarantee it. The Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance everything that you're learning and hearing right now, and He'll give you remembrance right when you need it the most. I promise you He'll do it, because that's what He does. And when He reminds you, you got to trust in it. Oh, here's that anointing I learned about. Here's that anointing that Pastor Vic was talking about. Listen, the Lord wants to have a personal relationship with you through the Holy Spirit. He wants you and the Holy Spirit to be like, you know that He's in you. He's always with you. Amen? Amen? That we would draw closer and have more of a relationship, knowing that the Holy Spirit is here. He goes on to say this. He says, He'll bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. And then Jesus said this, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Listen, the anointing of the Holy Spirit will calm your anxious thoughts. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will calm a raging sea. Yeah, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, man, will bring order to chaos. Man, I've seen it happen so many times. Bring clarity to confusion. I've seen this happen so many times, whether it be in my office, but, you know, I was a first responder. You know, that's what I did for the Berrien County Sheriff's Department. It was a volunteer position for 16 years, and the only time I got a call was when there was a fatality. And it was all volunteer work, you know, so I'd pack up, I'd get the address, and I'd show up on the scene, and most of the time, I'd have to be with the officer and try to find identification of the one that died so I can go knock on the doors of those that lost their loved ones and ask them, are you the parents, or are you the husband, are you the wife of so-and-so? I need to tell you, your husband's dead, or your child is dead. And listen, you don't know how they're going to respond. So many times, man, I would go in there and say, listen, and, you know, I always had a police officer with me. I had a badge and everything, you know, but I always had a police officer with me just to back me up. They didn't want that job. But, man, I always would ask, listen, I'm Chaplain Prieto, the Barron County Sheriff's Department. Would you sit down? Why? You know, and we have to tell them right off the bat. But listen, I'm telling you, I've been in situations, there's nothing I haven't seen. From murders to drownings to overdoses to suicides, there's nothing I haven't seen in 16 years. And in some of these situations, you go into a house and, man, there's you open up the door and they're already fleeing because it's a drug house. And you got to drop off these kids who just lost their dad because he hung himself in the tree of their front tree of their lawn. And you're going there because this is where the relatives are, and they flee. And then you have to give the news, and then, oh, you know, the wailing, and the, you know, so-and-so's dead. And I'm telling you, I've been in a situation, it's been so chaotic. You know, I don't want to get too graphic. But for the sake of letting you know how the Holy Spirit will bring peace to a situation, I went in this one, I had to give the announcement. There was three kids, little kids. Dad had hung himself on the front tree of their lawn. They went to the movies. They came back, and the 17-year-old had to cut his dad down. And he fell on him. His dad fell on him. And all these kids are running around. By the time we got there, man, these little kids are running around, and, you know, they got pillows, and they're, you know, they're, it's just chaos. And the mom, he's in hell. I know he is. She was, that was her belief system. And so we got all these little kids running around. That's what they're hearing. That's what they're hearing. That's the way that they are dealing with the reality of this thing. And I pulled this woman aside, and there was an authority, but it was a calmness. I said, if you can't stop talking the way you're talking right now, I have to ask you to leave. And the power of the Holy Spirit came and brought peace to that entire situation. They all sat down. I was able to minister to the little kids, let them know Daddy loves you. You know, the officers were calm. Listen, I'm telling you, there is an anointing on your life to take care of something that is beyond what your ability would be. But I had to trust in the anointing. Lord, you anointed me for this. Listen, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be that big of a thing. Whatever it is, you're anointed for it. You're never alone, amen? And so the Lord goes on to say, therefore, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in the anointing. Turn to your neighbor and say, trust in the anointing. Let not your heart be troubled, no matter what it is. Trust in the anointing. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is real and is not a lie. And I'm telling you, church, I'm telling you right now, you are anointed. You have more potential inside of you than you could ever imagine. And once you catch it, once you know, and you're knowing it now because the Word of God is coming and it's pushing things aside. It's pushing inadequacy aside. It's pushing feelings of low self-esteem aside so that you can walk out here and say, man, whatever you got to face this afternoon, you're going to go in there and say, man, I ain't running from this. I'm anointed for this. I can anoint. I'm anointed to handle this marriage, this relationship. I'm anointed to handle this situation. You might roll up on a car accident, you know, and you're the first, you don't know, but you can say, I'm anointed for this. I'm anointed for this season right now. I'm anointed for this moment. Listen, you're anointed to handle your workplace and the people you work with. You're anointed. You're the head and not the tail. You're above only and not beneath, church. You're anointed. You've been called and anointed by God. And if God is for you, nobody can be against you. So we don't we need to walk around offended. We don't need to walk around in a place that is, oh, And it feels that way sometimes, but the Lord's saying, I got to raise you up. I got to get you up here so that your minds are on things above. Look at John chapter 14, 16 through 18. So you notice we're going to work backwards in John a little bit, all right? Jesus is speaking here. Look what he says. He says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. Listen, you're not alone. You're not alone. Listen, you're never left alone. You're not alone in what you're dealing with. You're never left alone. The help of the Holy Spirit is with you everywhere you go. The anointing that is given to you remains in you. Yes. It doesn't leave. Yes. Holy Spirit doesn't pack up and leave. I think the Holy Spirit gets quenched, and the Holy Spirit says, when are you going to call on me? Inside of you, when are you going to call on me? When are you going to trust me? I live in you. He says, I'll pray the Father, he'll give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. Listen, the Spirit of truth. This anointing is real. It's not a lie. The Spirit of truth is living inside of you, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But listen, but you know him. You got to trust in that. You got to, listen, the Holy Spirit is not a stranger to you, or he shouldn't be. And you're not a stranger to the Holy Spirit. He knows you, and you should know him, and he's letting himself be known today, and he's saying, listen, I'm not only with you, I'm in you. He's saying this, we're in this together. That's what the Lord's saying to you through the power of his word. He says, for he dwells with you and will be in you. You got to trust in that. You got to trust in that. He says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. So listen, when you're in a situation, man, this is what I do. It's just a constant thing. I'm just constantly speaking things. Even if I'm up on a situation and I'm dealing with somebody and it's a tragic situation, I don't say this out loud, but these are things that I'm muttering in my spirit. I'll be saying things like, man, I'm not alone in this. Man, the Lord's with me. The Lord's in me. I've been anointed for this. I'm saying this stuff in my spirit. Even while they're talking to me or they're screaming, I'm just stirring this stuff up inside. I'm speaking to my soul. I'm speaking to that man inside. And I'm saying things like, man, the anointing I receive remains in me. Man, I don't need to put these people on hold. I don't need to go send them to some other person. I don't need to put them into a 7-week course. Man, the Holy Spirit will teach me what to do right now. On the spot, I just start talking like this, and then I'll say, man, in my heart, man, what you're sensing right now is real. It's not a lie, Vic. It's real. And listen, what happens, it begins to move the Holy Spirit inside of us, and then I just start thanking him. Thank you, Lord, this anointing is real. And listen, the Holy Spirit will begin to flow through you. If you don't realize that you are anointed with the Holy Spirit for such a time as this, you won't tap into the potential you have. And I'm telling you, the Lord is calling you out, saying you are ministers, every one of you, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Doesn't matter what your occupation is. This is who you are. So the Lord's saying, trust in the anointing. Trust in the anointing. Come on, say this with me. Say, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is real. It is not a lie. I'm going to trust in the anointing. I've been anointed for this. All right, look at John 16, 13. Look at this. Jesus is speaking still. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he'll guide you into all truth. The Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. Isn't that awesome? The anointing's real. It's not a lie. The Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own authority. Listen, he's going to speak the word of God. He's going to use the authority of the word of God. That's why it's important you sit under teaching. It's important you read your Bibles every day. It's important that you start grabbing the word of God, because the Holy Spirit will use the word of God to confirm what you think you're hearing. All right? He does not speak on his own authority. Look at this. Talking about the Spirit. But whatever he hears, he will speak. Listen to this. And he will tell you things to come. I love this, because the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. He's the Spirit of truth. And he will only speak not on his own authority, but on the authority of God. And it says, when he hears, I'm going to tell you what I hear. Where do you hear it? Does he Do you get a phone call? Do you get a text message? No, it's something inside. It's something inside. He says, man, I'm going to hear from the Lord. I'm going to hear from God, and I'm going to tell you what I hear. This is the intimacy of the Holy Spirit. How many of you want this kind of relationship? Come on, listen. We need to be more dependent on the anointing of the Holy Spirit than on a program. He says the Holy Spirit will not only tell you things, but he's going to tell you things to come. Oh, how beneficial is that? You know, we have newspapers that tell us what happened yesterday. We have the news that tell us what happened today. And God's saying, I've given you the Holy Spirit to let you know what's coming tomorrow. Yes. I'm going to tell you things to come. I'm going to tell you how to prepare. Amen? And so listen, there's something inside of us. There's something inside of me sometimes where I just sense that the Lord is saying, listen, you need to fast right now. And I don't know why, but I said, I'm going to do it. Because I don't know what's coming. Amen? And so it's that inner voice. It's something inside that we're responding to, and it's the anointing. Listen, look at John 16, 7. Jesus is still speaking. Again, we're moving backwards in John, but Jesus said this, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. He says, if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I'll send him to you. Yeah, so Jesus is telling his disciples, it's to your advantage that I go away. What's he talking about? He's going away. He's going to die. He's going to be crucified. He's going to be buried. On the third day, he's going to rise again. He'll meet with his disciples in his resurrected body, and then he's going to go to the Father. That's where he is right now. But Jesus is telling him, listen, it's to your advantage that I go away. If I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. Yes. All right, so listen, Jesus didn't leave you down here with no help. You have the advantage. The Holy Spirit has been sent to you, and listen, the Holy Spirit lives in you. The anointing you received will remain in you. This is it. This is bringing the reality of everything Jesus taught right home to you. And we need to realize that. You need to trust in this. You're not alone. You're not orphans. You're not left here with any help. You without no help, you are anointed for such a time as this. You're not alone. And it's not a lie. Why do I keep repeating that? The anointing is real and not a lie. Because the devil's going to try to come in and tell you, yeah, but that, you know. Every single time that you're going to tap in, the devil's going to try to whisper in your other ear. Yeah, that's, you know, that's not for you. Or bring fear for you to step out in faith. That's why the Lord's saying, trust in the anointing. Come on, how many are you getting something out of this? The Lord's saying, trust in the anointing. Look at John chapter 14. Look at verses 12 through 14. Look what Jesus says. Remember, he said, it's to your advantage that I go away. If I don't go away, the Holy Spirit won't come to you. Right? But if I go to the Father, I'm going to send him to you. Now look at this. Most assuredly, Jesus says, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do. Why? Because I go to my Father. If I go to my Father, I'm going to send you another helper. Did Jesus go to the Father? Yeah, so listen, this is the conversation Jesus would have with you right now. He's saying, listen, it's to your advantage that I go away. When I go away, I'm going to pray to the Father, and he's going to send you another helper. And this other helper is going to do for you in my absence what I did for you when I was presently with you. And this helper, the Holy Spirit of truth, is not only going to be with you, but he's going to be in you. And this anointing of the Holy Spirit is going to remain in you. You'll never be alone. You'll never be alone trying to get through things. This Holy Spirit in you is going to tell you all you need to know at the moment you need to know it, whatever it is you need to face. And he says this, and the works that I do, you will do. Yes. You mean I can lay hands on the sick and they can be healed? You mean I can cast out demons in Jesus' name? The works that I do, you will do. Why? Because I go to the Father, and I'm going to send you another helper. Listen, you are anointed. Yes. You're ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm telling you, you have an anointing on your life. I'm telling you it. I'm telling you the truth. Verse 13, Jesus says, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. That sounds too good to be true. But that's where faith comes in. Yeah, whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it. Not that you're adequate in and of yourselves. No, your adequacy comes from me, right? I made you adequate ministers, and I didn't leave you out here just to go it alone. Man, I sent the Holy Spirit to anoint you. He is in you. The Holy Spirit will do mighty wonders through you, signs, wonders, and miracles. Man, he'll give you wisdom beyond your years. He'll give you insight, words of knowledge. He's going to tell you what you need to know at the moment you need it, no matter what you roll up on. Come on, we have the advantage. We have the advantage. Look at John 15, 7 and 8. Jesus says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you. That's why it's important that we mutter these things. That's why it's important that I say, man, I remind myself, Lord, I'm anointed. I'm anointed of you. And this isn't bragging or boasting. This is me declaring the truth of what the word says. I'm anointed of the Holy Spirit. You sent your Holy Spirit. When I opened up my heart to receive Jesus, you sent your Holy Spirit to live in me. And your Holy Spirit will remain in me. I'm anointed. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit is going to teach me things that I otherwise wouldn't know. And I can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. I'm anointed for this situation I rolled up on right now. I need the word. He says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you. But what do? A situation comes our way. Oh, I don't know what to do. Oh, we better call pastor. I don't know how to deal with this. This is way beyond me. And we take off. And the Lord's saying, no, trust in the anointing. Lean into it. Exercise it. Tap into it. Tap into it. And realize I'm anointed of the Holy Spirit. I'm anointed for this. And just do the best you can, church. Just love on them. You don't have to get all loud and crazy or anything. The Lord's just saying, just step into your anointing. Just step into your anointing. And we want to live in that area. We want to live in that space. Amen? Amen. If my words remain in you, you will ask what you desire and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. Listen, you're ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you're being commissioned. You're being commissioned to go out and walk in your anointing. Amen. Do you believe you're anointed? Are you seeing it? Is faith starting to rise up inside of you? Yeah. I hope so. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Look at Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. Jesus again is speaking here and he's talking to his disciples and he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. Verse 17, these signs will follow those who believe. That's you and me, right? Yeah. These signs will follow those who believe in my name. They'll cast out demons. They'll speak with tongues, goes on to say. They'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Listen, the living presence and power of Jesus Christ is released with signs, wonders, and miracles wherever his gospel is preached and his love is shared. Listen, you can expect it to happen. It may not happen every time, but we don't back off of that. Man, we want to see a miracle every time. We may not see one every time, but that doesn't mean we don't stop pressing in and praying for healing. Amen? I want you to be healed miraculously right now in Jesus' name. A lot of times I was telling someone the other day, you got to pray with your eyes closed. You got to pray with your eyes closed because what you're praying for is just too far gone. And we need to walk by faith, not by sight. And sometimes I just got to close my eyes and say, Lord, you said, lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. In Jesus' name, I pray for healing right now in Jesus' name. Then you kind of like, and then you pray a little bit more, you know. It's true. And if they don't get healed right away, man, I just run right into the next thing. Lord, I thank you that they're in recovery mode. You're shortening up. You're shortening up their sickness. Amen? And we don't have to be afraid of this stuff. Jesus said it, right? So look at Mark 16, verse 19. After the Lord had spoken these things to his disciples, he was received up into heaven. He sat down at the right hand of God where he is right now. And guess what he did when he got there? What did he do? What did he send? Come on, has anybody been paying attention in class today? When he went to the Father, what did he do? This is not a trick question. Listen, it's okay. It's okay because, listen, Sometimes we're not confident to just speak the truth. You know, there's like, you know, is he tricking us? No, I'm not tricking you, I promise. I'm not tricking you. You know, and so when we can talk like that, I'm anointed. It's not bragging. And you might not say it out loud to everybody. I'm going to have you say it to each other here. But listen, sometimes I do say that. Sometimes I'll come on a situation, get into somebody's house, and somebody will be, whatever, tragedy, just disarray all over the place. And then they'll say, what can you do for me? I just say, listen, let me just tell you, I'm anointed for this. I have a special ability from God to help iron out this mess. God has anointed me for this. And I'll speak it, not boasting, but just it brings confidence. When you speak truth and you speak faith, it changes the atmosphere. Do you remember when Jesus went, he was on his way to heal this centurion's daughter was dying. Do you remember this? And on the way, a woman with the issue of blood came and touched the hem of his garment, remember? And then on his way, they said, don't bother the teacher anymore, your daughter's dead. And Jesus said this, only believe. Do not fear, only believe. The report came, your daughter's dead. Do not fear, only believe. Can you imagine? So when he got there, all the mourners were there. And they're crying and they're wailing and they're, oh, you know, they pay him to do this. And Jesus went up into that place and he sent all of them out. He says, I want everybody out of here. He sent all the mourners out. Why did he do that? Because he needed an atmosphere where faith would be spoken. He needed an atmosphere where the word of God would be spoken. And he says, she's not dead. She's sleeping. And they laughed at him. He sent them out and he presented that little girl alive. Because Jesus is able to bring life where death is. Yes. Amen. So when we come up on a situation, we need to be able to speak these things that, man, I'm anointed. The Lord said in his word, I can lay hands on you and you will recover. Let's at least give it a try. I'm anointed for this. Come on, church. Let's believe in that. It says that they sat down at the right hand of God. Verse 20, listen, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. Listen, how was the Lord working with them when he already ascended into heaven? Because the Holy Spirit was in them. They went out and did what he said. It says the Lord was working with them, and that was the Holy Spirit in them, confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Come on, this is the season we're living in. You should be expecting signs, wonders, and miracles to follow you sharing the love of Jesus with people. Yeah, I'm going to be speaking on this maybe next week, but listen, let me tell you this. A lot of people think, well, Jesus performed miracles just to show off his deity. You know, that's he did. But I want to tell you this. Whoa, you see that? Whoa, magic trick. Jesus didn't just perform miracles to show off his deity. And I'll minister on this soon. Jesus performed miracles because of his compassion for those who were hurting. So listen, you're not trying to tap in to the power of God. You have it in you. It's going to be your compassion and empathy for those that are hurting that's going to trigger it. It's going to move it. It says that Jesus was moved with compassion and healed their sick. So it's not like, give me the power with no compassion. It's like, give me the compassion and the power will move. That's why we talk so much about love here and treating each other right. That's why you are a letter. You are Christ's recommendation letter showing the results of our ministry. The way we treat others, the way we handle conflict, the way we love our neighbor, the way we pray for those who persecute us, the way that we don't share insult with insult, the way we don't gossip or backbite, right? I mean, it's these things. That's going to move the compassion of God to bring healing your way. So, man, when you're ministering to somebody and there's compassion in you, you just need to know, oh, this is perfect atmosphere for a miracle because my heart is so full of compassion right now. Yes. I'm feeling what they're feeling. This is what Jesus did. You have the advantage. You're anointed, church. and the anointing that you received remains in you. It's not going to go away. You can quench it, you can ignore it, but it's just going to be lying there waiting, waiting. The anointing of the Spirit just scratching. Let me out. Let me out. Let me do what I've been called to do, what I've been sent to do through you, as inadequate as you are. Let me out. And he's scratching. Let me out to do what I've been sent to do. Come on, are you hearing it? That's why the Apostle Paul told Timothy, man, we got to stir up the gift in you. Stir up the gift. I got to stir this up. We want to bring this thing to the surface so that you guys are walking out of here today recognizing and saying to yourself, I'm anointed of the Holy Spirit today. Listen, you received a word today, church, and you've been commissioned. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, trust in the anointing. You got time for one more verse? One more area of scripture? One more chapter, I mean? No, yeah. one more. Maybe we can get a little music in the back. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Listen, you were tracking with us today? Are you glad you came today?
Yeah.
Listen, we're celebrating the 4th of July, our liberty as a nation, but I'm praying you're leaving here more free than you've ever been in a long time. Listen, I want you leaving here free to go and help somebody. And empowered, knowing that you have what it takes. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Turn to your neighbor one more time. Say, trust in the anointing. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 4, 7 says, you now, everyone say now. Yeah, not tomorrow, now. You now have this light shining in your hearts. What's that light? It's the anointing. The entrance of the word brings light. So whatever I was sharing from the word of God today brought something in your heart to light, and you can see it, can't you? Yes. You can see it. You can see these things. You have this light shining in your hearts, but listen, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars. What's this mean? We're broken. Listen, turn to your neighbor and say, you're flawed. Yeah. He says, we have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves, we're flawed, man. We have cracks in our character. All of us do. But the Lord says, but listen, yeah, but you don't have to be inadequate. You don't have to be adequate in and of yourself. Your adequacy comes from me. And if you receive what I did for you on the cross, and you receive my forgiveness, and you receive my acceptance, and you receive that, oh, then through that flawed person, through that cracked pot, there's the light that starts shining out. Yes. That's called the anointing. The anointing. So we're not going out asking like we know everything or acting like we know everything. A lot of times I'll tell people my mistakes. I'll tell on myself. Oh, man, I blew it. I blew it. I had someone the other day, and I won't mention the full thing, but just asked if I, you know, can pray, and the person says, yeah, you know, but, I said, do you need a visit or anything? No, I think I'm okay. I won't say the word, but this was the text, but I'm a b-hole sometimes. Starts with a B, ends with a T, two T's. Well, listen. First off, I was so honored that someone knows that they can talk to their pastor like that and be really honest. And I said, oh. I said, well, don't be too hard on yourself. You know, just ask for forgiveness as quickly as you can and move on. You know, that's what I do when I'm a b-hole. Listen, you're flawed. You have cracks in your character. You're going to make mistakes. But whether you make mistakes or not, the anointing that you received from him remains in you. Yeah. And when you're humble, the cracks in your character let out light. Yeah. It lets out the light. It lets out the anointing. Listen, it says the light shining in our hearts, we ourselves are like fragile clay jars. Look at containing this great treasure. You realize you have a great treasure inside of you, scratching to get out. Can you receive that today? Can you stand to your feet? Let's finish this verse. It says, you have this light shining in our hearts. We ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God and not from ourselves. Yeah. You don't have to be perfect to be used by God. You know, I'll tell you, people can't relate to perfect, but they can relate to real. Yeah. Lord's saying, be authentic. You know, just love on people and know that you're anointed to take care of such things. Amen. Amen. Maybe you can just stretch out your hands to your side a little bit, just kind of in a receiving posture. And I want to pray over you. Father, I want to thank you for every single one that is here today. Lord, I thank you that they are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank you that they are anointed, that they have what it takes. I thank you, Lord, that the anointing they received remains in them. I thank you, Lord, that this anointing on their lives is real. It is not a lie. And I thank you, Lord, that today, Lord, they're going to trust in the anointing. They're going to rely on it. They're going to lean on it. They're going to remember that whatever it is they face, they're anointed to help in some way. And I thank you for this, Lord. I thank you that you're going to teach them all things, that you're going to show them what they need to know when they need to know it. Lord, that you're going to show them what to say when they need to say it. I thank you for this. I thank you, Lord. And Lord, I declare the anointing of the Spirit of God to be released upon every single one of your ministers that are standing before me today. And we send them out and we declare in Jesus' name that, Lord, every place the foot of their heel will tread will be given to them as an inheritance for the kingdom of God. I thank you, Lord, that lives will be changed because of their great compassion and because of their love and because of their confidence in what you've done for them. And we thank you for this and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Go get them. Go get them.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Vic Prieto. If you are looking for a home church, we would love to see you here at Living Way. Please visit Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. You will find us at 2410 Duneland Beach Drive, Michigan City, Indiana, or view us on the web at myrealchurch.com.